Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. It is a final from St. Louis. Royals drop the final leg of the first round of the 2023 I-70 Series. 2-1 the final score. Nothing to hang your head about as far as the game is concerned. The record is now 17-39. You could sulk on that if you want. Hang your head about that if you choose. But as far as the game is concerned, this, the 39th loss of the season, sure, there are reasons for frustration. I'll give you that. Reasons for frustration over the course of this 9-inning affair. But this isn't... Nothing embarrassing happened tonight. Now, that's a very low bar. That's not our normal bar, but a loss in St. Louis, falling 22 games below 500, falling short once again of securing a winning streak. Royals now 0-5. With back-to-back wins, trying to secure that third straight win. They're unable to do so once again. But no, nothing to, at least in my opinion, nothing to scream about, nothing to be angry about. There are aspects of this performance tonight that certainly caused disappointment among Royals fans, I would presume. But the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. You know, I don't think that the Royals were thoroughly outplayed and the pitch... Well, I know they weren't thoroughly outplayed. I know they pitched very well. Defended well. St. Louis was just a tick better. They got the breaks offensively. That first run in the sixth inning off of Carlos Hernandez, man, I don't know what he's supposed to do. I don't know what the Royals are supposed to do there. It was a good pitch to Arenado, and I don't know what you're supposed to do with that exploding bat of Paul Goldschmidt. Now, so the first run on the board, you just say, okay, well, those two guys are heading to the Hall of Fame. And when you're that good, you get the breaks. Balls fall for you. You're able to keep your hands in on a hard slider from Carlos Hernandez and fist it out into left field. You're Nolan Arenado. You're one of the best of your generation. You're Paul Goldschmidt. You're the reigning National League MVP. Okay, no shame in that. Really what this game came down to was St. Louis, their young slugger, executed with a man on third and one out. Nolan Gorman executed in the eighth inning with his sacrifice fly, while your young slugger, Bobby Witt Jr., was unable to do so in the first inning. Runner on third with one out, and Bobby goes down swinging through a curveball against Miles Michaelis, who there's no shame in getting carved up by him. 10 strikeouts in eight innings certainly doesn't taste very good. 6-7 innings of getting carved up by Miles Michaelis. Maybe it's a little bit easier to digest than complete and total domination. But even though the young slugger, Bobby Witt Jr., was unable to come through in the first inning, he single-handedly keeps you in the game in the ninth inning. Driving in Vinny Pasquantino, avoiding the double play, stealing second base, getting in scoring position. Unfortunately, he's stranded there, and the Royals fall 2-1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. So certainly disappointing. Every loss is disappointing, especially when you waste another terrific performance from Zach Greinke. His 12th start of the season. He's now delivered a Greinke special in 11 of those 12 starts, 5 innings and a chance to win tonight. He does just that. 5 innings of 2-hit baseball, 1 walk, and he matches a season high with 6 punchouts. Greinke, for the 8th time this season, again, he's made 12 starts. For the 8th time this season, he receives 1 or no runs of support. Today was goose egg. Goose egg runs of support. 8 of 12 times he's taken the hill, his offense has either given him bupkis or one run. Yeah, tough to see, but so very impressive to watch what Zach Greinke continues to do at the age of 39, what he's done here in the month of May. 6 starts, 5 innings every time he's taken the hill, an ERA of 2.3. Holding opponents to a batting average of 204. The guy's thrown 31 and one-third innings this month and has allowed a grand total of 26 base runners. 26 base runners in almost 32 innings at the age of 39. I mentioned Goldschmidt and Arenado heading to Cooperstown. They'll meet Zach Greinke there. He'll be there waiting for him. Phone lines are open for you. Again, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's head out to Overland Park. Paxton, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Zach Greinke, of course. Quality start yet again. He's been dealing the last couple, so I just want to give him his credit there. And I just also wanted to point out that these last couple games, they don't go down without a fight. If you notice, last series against Washington, the 2 games before, we were down 4-2 and obviously down 6. But they fought. As much as they didn't win, they fought. And you see how it benefited us on Sunday. We ended up coming back and winning the game Sunday with that walk-off by Massey. And then today, we saw how we fought today. We almost found a way to win it. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Greinke deserves the love. Not trying to be negative. Again, like I just said, nothing to hang your head about in this 2-1 loss. Certain things I found disappointing, sure, but that's going to happen, especially from young hitters. They're going to go up and down. They're going to learn from this experience, right? Bobby and MJ, the rest of these guys, will be better for the amount of at-bats that they're receiving this season. It ultimately, I believe, will benefit the Royals in the long run this evaluation season when it comes to the hitters, when it comes to the hitters that are here long-term, no doubt. I should just let your phone call stand, but I just... Again, it's Vern's post-game show, man. I gotta say something. They better fight. You know, I don't believe they deserve all that much credit, if any, for battling until the end. Look at tonight's starting lineup. Prado's 24, Vinny's 25, Bobby's 22, MJ's 24, Massey's 25, Garcia's 23, Drew Waters is 24. There are only two vets in the lineup tonight. Nicky Lopez, who just turned 28, and Salvador Perez, who's making his case for the Hall of Fame. How many of those guys can coast? How many of those guys are so set financially, career-wise, trophy case-wise, self-fulfillment-wise? How many of them have done enough where they can coast and mail it in? And, well, we're going to lose again. Why even battle? Salvi's the only one, but as I just mentioned, he has bigger goals. He's thinking Cooperstown. He's thinking win the game for Kansas City, win the game with the Royals, go to the playoffs with the Royals. Of course, that's the prominent thought in his mind, but again, they're 17-39. I don't mind Salvi locking into, all right, what do I need to do to get to Cooperstown? I don't mind him being in that mindset. My point being, 8 of the 9 starters tonight don't really have their footing in the big leagues. Certainly not to a place where they can coast and give away at-bats and not battle. You know, if this was late August and it's 100 degrees, there's 5,000 people at the game, you're down by 7 runs, okay, sure, maybe I'll give you credit. But it's 79, 80 degrees. We haven't even played 2 months of baseball yet. You're 22 games below 500. The least I can ask you to do is play until the final out. So respectfully, you get no credit for playing until the final out. This is professional baseball. This isn't high school or college, not even the minor leagues. You're getting paid a lot of money, at least $700,000 to go out there and play a game. You can't do it for 2.5 hours? No, we don't have a Cal Ripken out here. Don't have a Whit Merrifield. I know Bobby's out there every day, but are we really questioning or applauding Bobby's want to win? That's never been a doubt. Man, you got the pitch clock now. Games are getting over as fast as ever. You can play until the final out. Maybe I should have just said thanks for the phone call and moved on, but it just bothers me. They're 17-39. We're not congratulating them for trying hard. Let's go to Darren in Harrisonville. Darren, you're on 610 Sports Radio. I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing?
I'm all right.
We went to St. Louis, and we watched him yesterday, watch him kill him. And I was hoping to come back home today and, watch the game. And I didn't catch it all, but what I did catch, I didn't like to see. Jose Quas was in for 7 pitches, and it was awesome. He killed him that inning. And I don't know why they do this, and I'm not trying to drag anybody down. I love the Royals, but why do they take him out? They take him out that inning, they put Chapman in the next, and he didn't make it all the way through, and then they end up losing the game. Why do they do that? I really don't know the answer to that, so I'm gonna need your help on the other side of it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, you know, I don't have the answer as far as Jose Quas going to Aroldis Chapman. That didn't come up. I wasn't able to ask Matt Cotrero any questions. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't have asked him, why did you pull Jose Quas and bring in Aroldis Chapman? Keep in mind, for those that missed the game, We're Jose Kwas, 7 pitches, 1-2-3 in the seventh inning. At that point, Royals trail 1-0. Royals don't score. In fact, they go down in order, 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth inning. So still a one-run deficit, but only a one-run deficit. And coming to the dish in the ninth inning for the Royals is going to be Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby. So you're down by one run. Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby all can make up a one-run deficit with one swing of the bat. It's kind of their thing, or needs to be their thing at least. So, to me, Jose Kwas did his job. He gets the 6-7-8 hitters, setting the stage in the bottom of the eighth for Tommy Edman, Donovan, Goldschmidt, the 9-1-2 hitters for the St. Louis Cardinals. Tommy Edman, who oftentimes serves as a leadoff hitter as well. Brendan Donovan, their 26-year-old stud. And then Paul Goldschmidt, the reigning American leaguer, reigning National League MVP, with Nolan Gorman, the even younger stud, waiting in the wings. To me, it's the right move to go to Aroldis Chapman. Their best hitters are coming to the dish. It's either Chapman or Barlow in that spot because you want your best arm going up against their best hitters to preserve the one-run deficit. That wasn't a Matt Cotrero issue. That wasn't a Aroldis Chapman issue. That was a leadoff walk issue. Jose Kwas did his job. I can't imagine. I don't know. Maybe you were saying it at the time. Maybe you were saying, you know what? No, we don't want Aroldis Chapman. We want Jose Kwas. We want three more outs from Jose Kwas. If you were clamoring for that at the time, well, kudos to you. I certainly wasn't. As I was managing along with the game, I didn't think twice about bringing Aroldis in. The plan is Chapman goes through the Cardinals lineup, 1-2-3. Vinny, Salvi, or Bobby run into one, and we're knotted up going to the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth inning, or maybe take the lead going to the bottom of the ninth, and Scott Barlow comes in and closes it down. Now, honestly, I had no issue with it. And I don't think it's something that the Royals always do. I think most teams handle the pitching staff the way that Matt Cotrero handles a pitching staff. To me, he's not doing anything unique towards the good or the bad. Yeah, they're using openers. That's just because they don't have many starters. They're forced to use the opener. But I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose 2-1. The text line is open for you as well. We'll dive into the Jay Southland Tow Service text line at 913-586-7610. And we'll do that next.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
2-1 the final score. Royals drop game two in St. Louis, and the first leg of the I-70 series is a split. Part two takes place at the K beginning of August. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals had an opportunity right out of the gate. Nick Prado hit by a pitch, an 0-2 pitch. So a leadoff man on right out of the gate, man on first, nobody out. Vinny Pasquantino then rips a 2-1 offering to right field for a single. And it's first and second, nobody out. Got to capitalize, right? Salvi flies out to right field, which allows Prado to tag up and advance to third. Runners on the corners, one out. Bobby Witt Jr., strike one, strike two. Stares at a ball off the plate and then swings through a curveball out of the zone. MJ Melendez flies out to left, ending the threat in the first inning. But Zach Greinke makes the Cardinals and their fans, the 38,000 that showed up, makes them feel that same pain after he gives up a leadoff single and then a two-out walk to Nolan Arenado to make it 2-on, 2-out. But Greinke gets Wilson Contreras to swing through a 91-mile-per-hour fastball to finish that threat. So the scoreless game would remain until Zach Greinke departs in the sixth inning. Carlos Hernandez surrenders a run, which, again, we just tip our cap to Goldschmidt and Arenado, or at least I tip my cap. Offensively, the only opportunity the team had outside of that first inning came in the fourth with MJ Melendez on second base and two outs. Michael Massey hits one to right field, and Melendez runs through what seemed to be a soft stop sign from Vance Wilson as he normally runs alongside the base runners. They're coming down the third base bag. Vance had his arm out, seemingly gesturing for MJ to stop, but Melendez kept trucking on and was ultimately thrown out at the dish for the third and final out. Other than that, yeah, they had a leadoff walk in the sixth, but Nick Prado didn't move off of first base. And then the threat in the ninth after they were already down 2-0. Pasquantino with a leadoff double. Salvi singles to left to put runners on the corners and nobody out. Bobby hits into what should have been a double play, but he's too darn fast that the Cardinals are unable to turn it. So he drives in Vinny Pasquantino to make it 2-1 St. Louis. Melendez flies out and Massey swings through 95 from Gallegos. And that's your ball game. Cardinals win 2-1. The loss goes to Carlos Hernandez in that tough sixth inning. And wins and losses, so very important, and yet as an individual statistic, as far as a pitching statistic, so very silly. Hernandez, two punchouts in that sixth inning of work. He now has 30 strikeouts in 20 innings. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 2-1 loss are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. I mentioned Michael Massey, who, yes, made the final out, but he was one of only three Royals to collect a hit tonight. Massey goes 1-for-4. Salvi and Vinny collected the other four hits, each one of them contributing with a pair. Massey, in the month of May, has played 25 games, hitting .319 with an OPS of .940. Let's go to the text line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. From the 913, Vern, I don't care how well he throws as a Royal. I find it difficult to cheer for Aroldis Chapman, and I hope he brings an adequate return when he's inevitably shipped. Well, I said something similar early in the season, and it caught the ire of many Royals fans listening. Yeah, I found it difficult to cheer for him just because it was so obvious that he, as you're saying, was going to be moved. You know, why grow any sort of feelings towards this monster when I know he's going to be wearing a different uniform in a month and a half? I mean, that's why it's tough for me, because he's a mercenary. He's here to do a job, and then he will move on prior to the August 1st deadline. I'm with you on that. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley's impressed with the pitching tonight. Yeah, you should be. We mentioned Jose Kwas and what he did in his 1-2-3 seventh inning. We acknowledged Aroldis Chapman, the leadoff walk that came around to score what turns out to be the game-winning run. By the way, yeah, that's bottom of the eighth inning. Tommy Edmond, 9-hitter for the Cardinals, draws the leadoff walk, steals second. Brendan Donovan then singles to center. So it's first and third with nobody out. Aroldis then gets Paul Goldschmidt to swing through a slider. But Nolan Gorman's able to get the job done. A sack fly to right makes it 2-0 St. Louis. That does it for Aroldis Chapman. Nick Whitgren comes in to get Nolan Arenado and finish off that eighth inning. Final score 2-1 St. Louis. Yeah, the pitching was good enough. Good enough to pick up a win. Zach Greinke, again, 78 pitches, 5 innings of 2-hit baseball, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Again, 11 of his 12 starts this season, Greinke's been able to deliver what we call a Greinke special. Cheryl in Midtown writes in, says she'll be listening to the podcast first thing in the morning. A reminder for those of you interested, you can subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app. That's where all the interviews and post-game shows and hot stove shows that I'm a part of, that's where we put them all. Odyssey app, All Things Vern podcast. Cheryl writes in, Vern, this is the kind of game I hate to lose. Yeah, I can understand that for a number of reasons. You know, number one being St. Louis and the in-state rivalry, obviously. But Cheryl, the reason why I'm assuming you hate losing this type of game is because these are the type of games I don't even want to say that good teams win, because I don't know how good either one of these two teams are. But the reason why you win games like this is because you execute. Whether it's executing a pitch, executing the fundamentally sound baseball play, a sack fly, getting the bunt down, first to third, first pitch strikes, not walking the leadoff batter. That's why I used the word disappointing earlier. Because this is who's going to execute? Who's going to get that big? Who's going to make contact when you got to make contact? Who's going to avoid the strikeout in a situation where you can do anything but strike out? And sadly, tonight it was the Cardinals. They win 2-1. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
It is a final from St. Louis, 2-1. Cardinals take game two of this short two-game series. Royals now with 2 days off before opening a weekend set with the Colorado Rockies. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, we cheered for Johnny Cueto and that second baseman when they were mercenaries when we won the World Series. What's the difference with Chapman? You kidding me? You put all those words together in a text message. Maybe you used voice to text. But if you used your thumbs and typed that whole thing out and didn't figure it out on your own, I don't know what to tell you. Are you freaking kidding me? What's the difference between signing Aroldis Chapman in the offseason heading into 2023 compared to trading at the deadline for Ben Zobrist and Johnny Cueto when you're running away with the division? You don't see a difference there. My word. From the 913, Vern, Michael Massey is the second baseman of the future. I hope you're right. I'm not going to say anything to the contrary. You know how I feel about Michael Massey. I fell in love with that kid in spring training back in 2021, 2022. I don't remember what year. Whatever year the lockout happened. And I was just watching minor leaguers every day for like a month and a half. The way he went about his business was impressive. This dude was carrying himself like a big leaguer at 23. Now, I understand there are 23-year-old teammates of his currently in the big leagues. My point being is, like right now, Michael Massey's 25, speaks like a 30-year-old, works like a vet. I'm a big fan of Michael Massey. I hope he's the second baseman of the future. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, I was disappointed in the throw or attempted throw home on by MJ Melendez on the sacrifice fly in the eighth inning. Yeah, he's got a strong arm. It really hasn't been an accurate arm thus far this season. I also get a sense that he's eager to show it off because he's eager to make a in the best possible way, he's eager to make a play. Eager to, it's the defensive equivalent of trying to hit a five-run home run, where you're trying to win three games with one throw. You're trying to end the game in the sixth inning with one throw, and that's just not possible. Nice hearing from you, Spike. Thanks for listening. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, when do you start thinking about sending MJ down to work on things? The first inning was horrendous after getting the first two on. Bobby whiffs and MJ flies out. And then again in the ninth, another letdown. The potential is there, but he's not coming through enough. Yeah, ninth inning. Bobby on second with one out. MJ flies out to left field. MJ with seven walks in his previous seven games. I haven't thought about sending him down because I'm not that eager to see Edward Olivares in the corner outfield more often. I'm not eager to see Nate Eaton return to the big league lineup anytime soon. In my opinion, MJ Melendez has graduated from the minor leagues. Now, But Gordo went back, and Moose went back, and Hosmer almost went back. I understand that point. But what we're watching, in my opinion, right now from MJ Melendez is just the natural ebb and flow of a young man in his first full season of big league baseball. Right, when they send Moose down in 14, when they send Gordo down, it's to change positions as well. When they send Moose down, the guy had been in the big leagues for 3 years. He needed a mental break. I don't believe MJ needs a mental break. He just needs to grind through it and adjust to their adjustments. That's my opinion. Let's go back to the text line. From the 816, Vern, looks like the league has figured out our young hitter's glaring weakness, soft stuff away. Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while now, right? That was, in my opinion, at the center of Vinny's week-long struggle. But again, he's the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino because his struggles last a week. Because he's special in that cat-mouse game. Special in that chess game between pitchers and hitters. Most guys are not as gifted as Vinny is with the strike zone, as Vinny is with the adjustments in that cat and mouse game. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, the issue is Vinny and Salvi. Vern, the issue is Vinny and Salvi. What could we get that's worth the trade? I'm not really sure I understand that. What could we get that's worth trading Salvi or Vinny? Well, you better get a lot. I mean, I don't have any names off the top of my head or positions off the top of my head, but if you're going to trade a hitting machine that still has 5 years of team control and a champion catcher, that sure has a hefty price tag. But the Royals in no way should be dumping salary just to dump salary. If you're going to move Salvi, it should be for the return. And if you're going to trade Salvi and Vinny together, I would need, I don't know. I mean, I would need one of your five best prospects. That's without question. Maybe three of your top 10 prospects for both of them. Yeah, I would want a haul. That's what I would want. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Vinny Pasquantino, by the way, in his last six games, hitting .370 with three doubles. Vinny tonight picked up his 16th double. That's fifth in Major League Baseball, fifth most. His 25th extra base hit. That's top 12 in Major League Baseball. And Bobby Witt Jr. stole his 17th base. That's fourth most in Major League Baseball. Text line 913-586-7610. From the 913, hey Vern, how bad does it have to get to put Matt Cotrero on the hot seat? The only way Q, in my opinion, ends up on the hot seat is if he starts talking trash about the owner. Just the owner. Because even if he talked a little trash about the front office, I think it would be in good fun and they would get over it. But if he just starts crushing his bosses, that's the only way. How unfair would that be? How unfair would it be? Bring this guy in, you don't give him all that much pitching, and then you send him on his way after year one. Hey, apparently Wayne Gretzky spoke with the team earlier today. You guys see that? Yeah, the great one in the clubhouse with the boys. Nick Prado's been pretty darn great since he was recalled. It's now been 29 games since Prado returned to the big leagues. He's hitting .306. With an .863 OPS. That's fantastic. Prado, Vinny, the lefties, Massey all coming through in a big way. One of the best lefties of the past 20 years in Kansas City is going to make his way back through town coming up this weekend as the Colorado Rockies come to town for three beginning on Friday night. That means Mike Moustakas. The Moose is loose. The Moose is coming back to the K, and with a righty and Jordan Lyles going on Friday and a righty and Brady Singer going on Sunday. Those are the games to target. Friday night, you got to think Moose is going to be in the lineup. Got to give him a big ovation. That's going to be fun. I had fun tonight. Thanks to Grant Nicholson for allowing us to have this fun. Thanks to you for listening. I'll talk to you Friday, Kansas City. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a final from St. Louis, 2-1. Cardinals take game two of this short two-game series. Royals now with 2 days off before opening a weekend set with the Colorado Rockies. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, we cheered for Johnny Cueto and that second baseman when they were mercenaries when we won the World Series. What's the difference with Chapman? You kidding me? You put all those words together in a text message. Maybe you used voice to text. But if you used your thumbs and typed that whole thing out and didn't figure it out on your own, I don't know what to tell you. Are you freaking kidding me? What's the difference between signing Aroldis Chapman in the offseason heading into 2023 compared to trading at the deadline for Ben Zobrist and Johnny Cueto when you're running away with the division? You don't see a difference there. My word. From the 913, Vern, Michael Massey is the second baseman of the future. I hope you're right. I'm not going to say anything to the contrary. You know how I feel about Michael Massey. I fell in love with that kid in spring training back in 2021, 2022. I don't remember what year. Whatever year the lockout happened. And I was just watching minor leaguers every day for like a month and a half. The way he went about his business was impressive. This dude was carrying himself like a big leaguer at 23. Now, I understand there are 23-year-old teammates of his currently in the big leagues. My point being is, like right now, Michael Massey's 25, speaks like a 30-year-old, works like a vet. I'm a big fan of Michael Massey. I hope he's the second baseman of the future. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, I was disappointed in the throw or attempted throw home on by MJ Melendez on the sacrifice fly in the eighth inning. Yeah, he's got a strong arm. It really hasn't been an accurate arm thus far this season. I also get a sense that he's eager to show it off because he's eager to make a, in the best possible way, he's eager to make a play. Eager to, it's the defensive equivalent of trying to hit a five-run home run, where you're trying to win three games with one throw. You're trying to end the game in the sixth inning with one throw, and that's just not possible. Nice hearing from you, Spike. Thanks for listening. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, when do you start thinking about sending MJ down to work on things? The first inning was horrendous after getting the first two on. Bobby whiffs and MJ flies out. And then again in the ninth, another letdown. The potential is there, but he's not coming through enough. Yeah, ninth inning. Bobby on second with one out. MJ flies out to left field. MJ with seven walks in his previous seven games. I haven't thought about sending him down because I'm not that eager to see Edward Olivares in the corner outfield more often. I'm not eager to see Nate Eaton return to the big league lineup anytime soon. In my opinion, MJ Melendez has graduated from the minor leagues. Now, but Gordo went back, and Moose went back, and Hosmer almost went back. I understand that point. But what we're watching, in my opinion, right now from MJ Melendez is just the natural ebb and flow of a young man in his first full season of big league baseball. Right, when they send Moose down in 14, when they send Gordo down, it's to change positions as well. When they send Moose down, the guy had been in the big leagues for 3 years. He needed a mental break. I don't believe MJ needs a mental break. He just needs to grind through it and adjust to their adjustments. That's my opinion. Let's go back to the text line. From the 816, Vern, looks like the league has figured out our young hitters' glaring weakness, soft stuff away. Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while now, right? That was, in my opinion, at the center of Vinny's week-long struggle. But again, he's the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino because his struggles last a week. Because he's special in that cat-mouse game. Special in that chess game between pitchers and hitters. Most guys are not as gifted as Vinny is with the strike zone, as Vinny is with the adjustments in that cat-mouse game. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, the issue is Vinny and Salvi. That's got to, yeah. It just says, Vern, the issue is Vinny and Salvi. What could we get that's worth the trade? I'm not really sure I understand that. What could we get that's worth trading Salvi or Vinny? Well, you better get a lot. I mean, I don't have any names off the top of my head or positions off the top of my head, but if you're going to trade a hitting machine that still has 5 years of team control and a champion catcher that sure has a hefty price tag, but the Royals in no way should be dumping salary just to dump salary. If you're going to move Salvi, it should be for the return. And if you're going to trade Salvi and Vinny together, I would need, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would need one of your five best prospects. That's without question. Maybe three of your top 10 prospects for both of them. Yeah, I would want a haul. That's what I would want. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Vinny Pasquantino, by the way, in his last six games, hitting .370 with three doubles. Vinny tonight picked up his 16th double. That's fifth in Major League Baseball, fifth most. His 25th extra base hit, that's top 12 in Major League Baseball. And Bobby Witt Jr. stole his 17th base. That's fourth most in Major League Baseball. Text line 913-586-7610. From the 913, hey Vern, how bad does it have to get to put Matt Cotrero on the hot seat? The only way Q, in my opinion, ends up on the hot seat is if he starts talking trash about the owner. Yeah, no, just the owner. Because even if he talked a little trash about the front office, I think it would be in good fun and they would get over it. But if he just starts crushing his bosses, that's the only way. How unfair would that be? How unfair would it be? Bring this guy in, you know, don't give him all that much pitching and then you send him on his way after year one. Yeah, apparently Wayne Gretzky spoke with the team earlier today. You guys see that? Yeah, the great one in the clubhouse with the boys. Nick Prado's been pretty darn great since he was recalled. It's now been 29 games since Prado returned to the big leagues. He's hitting .306 with an .863 OPS. That's fantastic. Prado, Vinny, the lefties, Massey all coming through in a big way. One of the best lefties of the past 20 years in Kansas City is going to make his way back through town coming up this weekend as the Colorado Rockies come to town for three beginning on Friday night. That means Mike Moustakas. The moose is loose. The moose is coming back to the K, and with a righty and Jordan Lyles going on Friday and a righty and Brady Singer going on Sunday, those are the games to target. Friday night, you gotta think Moose is gonna be in the lineup. Gotta give him a big ovation. That's gonna be fun. Had fun tonight. Thanks to Grant Nicholson for allowing us to have this fun. Thanks to you for listening. I'll talk to you Friday, Kansas City. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.